on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Weiss. The National Weather Service says the ice storm warning continues for southeastern Missouri until 6 o'clock this evening. Donovan, Poplar Bluff, Sykeston, Charleston, and New Madrid are in the warning area. Significant icing is continuing on roads, parking lots, and sidewalks. Temperatures near zero and wind chills well below zero are expected tomorrow night through early Tuesday morning. The coldest and most dangerous conditions are expected Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings with wind chills near minus 20 in some parts of the state. Temperatures will remain below freezing through next week. Restrictions imposed by St. Louis County Executive Sam Page during the COVID-19 pandemic were discussed in detail by Missouri State Senators in Jefferson City yesterday. Creve Coeur Democratic State Senator Jill Shoup says Dr. Page was doing all he could to stop the spread of COVID-19.
He's trying to make the right decisions that result in no more people contracting COVID, less people dying if they get it or getting very sick or getting sick at all and spreading it.
Senator Shoup spoke during a four-hour debate on a bill that would prohibit county commissioners, the state, and others from restricting the free exercise of religion during a state of emergency. A vote was not taken. New budget proposals from the governor and the education department underfund school bus transportation costs by $185 million. Missouri can fund up to 75% of the expenses, which currently total about $278 million. During a House Budget Committee hearing, Peter Meredith of St. Louis, the ranking Democrat on the committee, says $278 million should have been requested instead of $93 million.
I would appreciate if in the future you would go ahead and request what is actually needed by the schools, as opposed to trying to make a compromise for the budget situation that, frankly, we don't know at the time the request was made. And I would say we're in a significantly better place now than was probably anticipated at the time.
The current school transportation funding request is the same amount as the legislature approved last year. St. Joseph in northwestern Missouri will retain its connection to the pancake mix and syrup, formerly known by the Aunt Jemima brand.
PepsiCo has announced the debut of the Pearl Milling Company brand, a nod to the St. Joseph company that developed the self-rising flour, which became Aunt Jemima pancake flour. Pearl Milling was founded in 1888 in St. Joseph. Aunt Jemima brand came under fire as playing on racial stereotypes. It first featured the image of Nancy Green, a former slave who portrayed Aunt Jemima and served pancakes to an ever-growing crowd during the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. The Quaker Oats Company purchased the Aunt Jemima brand in 1925, and though it updated the image over the years, it couldn't shake the criticism. Brent Martin, MissouriNet, St. Joseph.
And two men are dead after a dispute over a firewood transaction. That shooting happened in Parkville near Kansas City last night. A suspect shot the two men in their truck. Police arrested him a short time later. This is news on MissouriNet.